it's all about the spread. Now, if the credit card debt's at 22% and you're having investments making 0 to 5 or 8 in Wall Street and other investments, that's a losing animal. You can't win playing that game. And if you have 8 to 12% working against you on bridge loans or short-term loans or 6% in mortgage rates, but you don't have other investment vehicles out there that are exceeding it, you're going to lose. So it's all about having the spread and putting it in your favor.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I'm excited to be doing this recording from my new office slash studio location in Reno, Nevada. I've got a new building and pretty excited to see if the sound quality is different. I love the new location, love my view. It's just a very quiet area in Reno, Nevada, and I will have some fun stories about this whole project over this year, the last 3 months, and I look forward to sharing my experiences. Everyone listening to the show, what was involved with the SBA loan process is one thing to understand. It's another thing to go through it and discover the joy, and it's quite the painful process in many ways as well. But grateful for this new place, happy to be doing the recording at this new location, and I look forward to sharing my experiences on the whole process, the good and the bad. Today's episode is titled My Epiphany About Debt. I've talked in the past about how debt can be good and how debt can be bad, and how I personally struggle from a spiritual standpoint, emotional standpoint with debt. Once you understand the spread from a financial perspective, there really is, and when the interest rates are in your favor, debt is really good. Once you master the spread where you have investments and saving strategies that have rates of return, more importantly, after tax, good internal rates of return that exceed interest rates on debt that you would owe others, you will win that game all day long. Now, I've understood this for a long time, and I have talked about how I struggle with this consistently. I don't like owing people money. I don't like being in debt. It feels like some weird burden on my shoulders, which I know with logic, I shouldn't feel that way. Understanding the spread, and you get interest rates on a 30-year mortgage at 3.5, and you have investment saving strategies that are consistently exceeding 6, 7, 8 plus, you win that game all day long. It just doesn't feel good to me, or hasn't for the longest time. I just constantly struggle with paying off the debt. I get tempted on a quarterly basis. There's a huge temptation, like, how good would that feel just wiping out the mortgage note? The rate is only 3.5%. And it's just still on a quarterly basis, it just creeps back in my head. Like, how good would it feel not to have to pay that mortgage to some bank? And I appreciate the bank. It's a great win-win relationship. I have a house. I'm willing to pay 3.5% interest rate. And we've got shelter. It's real. There's so many advantages. And I know it makes sense to stay locked in at that 3.5% rate for 30 years. But I do 4 times a year. It seems like just want to wipe it out. I'm tempted to pay off life insurance loans that are 5% or under. And essentially, in many cases, when you look at the whole picture, 0% loans, but I get tempted to pay those off. And when I'm having returns in other investment vehicles that exceed debt, it doesn't make sense from a financial perspective, doesn't make sense with logic. However, I'm tempted to pay it off consistently. Even my silly loan, I shouldn't say silly, I have like $3,000 on a loan at 0% on an oven at our kitchen. It made absolute sense a year ago. I think I've talked about this on an episode where you negotiate the best price, you get the best package you can get, and then you talk about terms. And if you can get that, now there's always a trap. You got to be careful what these appliance companies do. But if they're willing to give you a 0% loan over 18 months, again, understanding the spread, you win. Why pay off what originally was a little bit higher than $3,000? But why pay $3,000 in cash when they're offering to give it to you at 0% and you can have that $3,000 leverage making 4, 5, 6 and higher? So from a financial standpoint, me personally, I understand it. From an emotional standpoint, I've struggled with this for a long time where I just want to wipe out debt. Now, it seems my best idea come to me, and I probably shared this before in previous episodes, The joys of going on a fun trip or a vacation or a family trip or working out. I train in the morning. I just want to get it out of the way. I take it seriously. And I also know my discipline. If I wait till the afternoon or in the evening, I'm not going to do it. So I just get it right out of the way in the morning. Now, what's great is when I'm going through that type of movement or fun and we're in this relaxed state, all the fun, imagination, these creative ideas kick in. And I don't know if it was just because I was relaxed on a trip or when I was training a couple weeks ago, but my big epiphany kicked in about debt. So this is my epiphany about debt. And by the way, I like to think I'm a fast learner on most things outside of marketing. I still haven't understood that game. But the big thing for me, and this is an emotional thing that finally was my epiphany, and I don't know what kicked in. I was like, I wonder if the banks are losing sleep at night, worried that, oh my goodness, and I'll just pick a number, but we owe $1 billion to all our customers. Oh my goodness, we owe $1 billion. That just must be such a burden on this private bank owing that kind of money to their customers. Now, the funny part is, yeah, but where's the bigger picture? Hey, with banks, if they don't have money out in loans, if it's considered a liability, it's not an asset if it's just sitting there doing nothing in their accounts. And so the rest of the pictures, I was laughing. I was like, oh my gosh, they must be so worried at night and lose sleep because they owe $1 billion to their customers, at most a 0.1% for your brick and mortar companies. Most of them are just a hair over 0%. Might as well just make it zero. It's insulting seeing pennies in interest. And then you got the online banks that are probably right around 0.6 right now, 0.5, 0.6. It's starting to creep up a little bit. They must be so worried that they owe $1 billion to their customers. Now, of course, it's billions and billions and trillions, but in this situation, it's like, oh, $1 billion. Let's play with that number. Banks make money on OPM, other people's money. Banks make money on debt. If they didn't owe anything to people, they wouldn't be able to use that type of contract and then leverage to make money off the spread. Banking is a process. Banks make money owing people money. If they don't owe anyone money, they can't win. They always owe it back to someone, and they're the most profitable industry in the world. I've always understood these things. I teach these things on a daily basis. I talk about it on this podcast. But my epiphany where I just smiled was that, what is it like to be these banks? They're elated that they owe $1 billion to their customers. And again, I know it's way more than a billion, but just in the situation, you've got it, just picture like this. I was imagining, it's like, I got this private bank. I got $1 billion I owe to clients or customers, but it's 0.1%. So a year later, oh my gosh, of that $1 billion, that's a lot of zeros, a lot of commas, 3 commas, 9 zeros. And you promise 0.1% in this situation, $1 million is owed in interest to these customers. Now, on the other side, $1 billion is out loaning to those customers' neighbors money at 3.1, which now is becoming kind of a low interest rate, whether it's for cars, a Tesla, a boat, just on a 3.1 minus 10th, that is a 3% spread. That is creating at 3.1, $31 million in interest. So in a year, the net of that, 31 million minus a million, is $30 million in cash flow. Of course, there's tax consequences, income taxes, federal, state will want that, but $30 million in cash flow. So when you see that whole perspective, oh my gosh, thank goodness I owe $1 billion in my imaginary bank. This is incredible. Debt is so good. And creating that, the banks creating this type of relationship and having that kind of spread, they're smiling all day long. And each year with that kind of cash flow, enjoying the use of the money that year and be able to move that money in different ways. That kind of velocity of money, that kind of cash flow, debt is so good. And it's finally my epiphany for me, like, why in the world I should smile that I owe $3,000 on an oven at 0%, because that $3,000 is out making something way higher than zero, infinite, really. I don't care if it's 1%, 2%, 3%, 5%. That's an infinite rate of return until that game ends. And so finally, like from an emotional level, it all kicked in for me. And I'm sharing the story because I just like poking fun at myself. And I hope that this resonates for some of you listening, or a lot of you listening. It's, hey, if you struggle with owing people money, this debt piece. Now, hey, I'm not saying don't people, the debt piece, hey, these contractual obligations, and these are win-win relationships. Obviously, handing that money over to get a 10th percent was made sense so they can go out and leverage at 3. And understanding that game, it's like debt, and understanding how you can apply that for yourself, it shouldn't feel like a burden anymore. And it doesn't, I crack the code emotionally for myself. Debt is good. Now, let me emphasize, good debt is good. And so obviously mortgage rates are creeping up at 6%, which is an insane number to me. It was just a few months ago, it was below 3.5, 3. But I think national average now is over 5.5. Things are happening and things are creeping up. Now, if you look at historically, it's still a great interest rate on mortgages. It'll have an impact on the housing market, most likely will. But anyway, I just wanted to share that story. That was my epiphany. And I just also want to emphasize now, obviously, it's all about the spread. Now, if the credit card debt's at 22% and you're having investments making 0 to 5 or 8 in Wall Street and other investments, that's a losing animal. You can't win playing that game. And if you have 8 to 12% working against you on bridge loans or short-term loans or 6% in mortgage rates, but you don't have other investment vehicles out there that are exceeding it, you're going to lose. So it's all about having the spread and putting it in your favor. And I thought it would be fun to walk through this scenario where you wake up in the morning or you wake up tomorrow and say, wow, I got $1 billion in my small little private bank. And as long as you have the debt properly structured, you win. So $1 billion of a 10%, that $1 million owed. And let's pretend that your private bank is not allowed to do fractional lending and can only lend at a 1-to-1 ratio. But I was talking earlier about the scenario of $1 billion that the bank owes $1 million and is making $31 million, so netting $30 million a year, because good debt is really good. And so no one is gonna give us $1 billion and we just give them 0.1% as human beings, but we give it to the banks all day long with less than 0.1%. And there's trade-offs for it. There's advantages to it for sure. And that's why we do it. But you wake up, you have your little private bank with $1 billion, and say just the past mortgage rates or some other vehicle out there where, hey, you're agreeing to that customer, right? You're agreeing for that mortgage. You're agreeing for all these people you're getting money lent to you that you owe 3.5%. Now, 3.5% on $1 billion, that is a huge commitment, right? $35 million owed at the end of the year. Oh my goodness. Now, on the other side, that $1 billion you have in investments in Wall Street, investments in real estate, investments in other savings vehicles and bankosauruses. You just have it diversified across different savings and investment vehicles that at the end of the year are netting 6.5%. So you take the spread, 6.5 minus 3.5, and the 65 million minus 35 million nets 30 million a year. So even with that different interest rates and that different spread, still, what a powerful example of like debt is so good. Good debt is so good. And that was my epiphany, where I think the temptation to wipe out a $3,000 loan at 0% is removed. And it sounds so silly how, for me, I know what I teach. I understand the logic behind it. But that, from an emotional level, was my epiphany within the last couple of weeks. And I wanted to share this story with all of you. And I really hope it helps on this, if you struggle with the temptation of paying off good debts. Now, wiping out bad debts, get it. You can't win at 22% on a credit card. If you don't have investments exceeding that, you can't win on a 7 or 8% mortgage rate if you don't have investments that exceed that. You can't win. But thank you so much for listening to the show. I love doing this podcast. I look forward to next week's episode, which will be, I think everyone will really enjoy. And if there's any topics you'd like me to discuss, any ideas you wanted me to dive into, please don't hesitate to reach out to me via email or even a phone call. You can go to my website, engineerfinance.com, and you can always schedule a time to talk with me for a few minutes to see how what ideas you'd like to share, and if there's any way I can help you take the next step and point you in the right direction to solve things, some of the things that you'd like to have some help on or some ideas. And thank you so much. I look forward to next week's episode.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.